Friday, November 17th, 2006, Columbus Blue Jackets versus the Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game, number 19. Welcome to AvsCast episode number 31. Today we took on the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are last place in the NHL with only 11 points. We were 19-0-2 against the Blue Jackets coming into this game, and today we made it 20-0-2. We have some pretty bad news that will affect every podcast from this one forward. We have been contacted by the NHL and have been asked to remove the NHL-accredited stuff from the website. Apparently, the media guide we received did not explain it correctly and misled us to believe we were accredited, although we weren't. No, that's not the worst news. We also have to stop using the recordings because it infringes on the NHL's copyrights. You can still get them on Google Video, which we will explain later in the podcast, and I find it odd considering the NHL encourages you to make your own content using those videos and then upload them to Google Video, but they asked me to stop, so I will. Well, we do actually have some good news today. The Avs won 3-0 in their first shutout win, snapping their four-game losing streak. Also, due to some errors that I had with the TalkShoe client, we have delayed the TalkShoe podcast until tomorrow, right before the game, which I think is at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Whatever time the game starts, this will start it half an hour earlier, so that would mean this podcast will start at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time. If we have any updates, we'll for sure put them out on the feed really quick, probably tomorrow morning or even tonight. Before we put this one out, I'll make sure that that is the right time. But when we return, we will have the first period under review. First period was pretty much dominated by the Avs, who outscored the Blue Jackets 1-0 and outshot them 11-9. The only goal we had came from Stastny at 12:31, who got his first power play goal in the NHL. The Avs had an amazing two amazing chances over the next 12 minutes, but Norena made a few inhuman saves. The Avs left the period with a 1-0 lead, but the last four games, they have gotten the first goal, and what has happened in them? We've lost everyone by one goal. When we return, we'll have the second period under review. She played a vocal mission. I played the cosmic heart. Wanted to paint her picture. She said, don't even start. She said, love's like a drug and that this was chemistry. But with these chemicals, then, how is this good for me? The second period was even better for the Avs. We outshot them by 5 shots with 13-8 and outscored them 2-0. The first goal of the second period was Ossi Vananen at the halfway point, who scored his first goal on the Colorado Avalanche. His goal was assisted by Brunette and Sakic, and Sakic moved up to 14th place for all-time assists. The next goal came with only a few minutes left in the period when Marek Savatos got an amazing goal to give the Avs a commanding 3-0 lead. The period was an amazing one for the Avs, who thankfully widened their lead. When we return, we'll have the third period under review. Totally underground. I wouldn't let her go then. She wouldn't let me go. Just ask the neighbors, man. It's unbelievable. I played the morning rising. She played the setting sun. She said she couldn't stay when her night had just begun. So Blue Jackets were definitely within tying distance, with 4 or 5 good chances in the last few minutes, but the Avs held them off. The first of many chances happened when a shot was deflected above Budaj, and thankfully, also, it was deflected above the net. A minute later, right after the faceoff following the Colorado timeout, a shot from the point just barely passed the post which, had it been a few inches over, would have most definitely been a goal. There were a few more, but I won't go into any detail as they didn't change the game. The Avs won 3-0, assuming Vancouver doesn't win tonight, we will move out of the fifth spot place and leave the Vancouver Canucks as the sole holders of that position. When we return, we will have the regular housekeeping. Version 1.1 of the Avscast widget is live, and you can download it on the Avscast widget site or on the Apple widget site. Please join our live podcast tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and we hope to have a few people, especially two or three, dialed in so that you can talk and voice your opinion on how the Avs will do, and we will have a variety of other topics involving the Avs. Please visit our forums, which can be found by checking out the podcast description. Also, as I mentioned earlier, a nice thing the NHL has done is NHL on Google Video. You can download almost any game within 2 to 3 days after it's played. The site is video.google.com/nhl.html. Don't worry if you missed that URL. You can just look in iTunes in the album artwork, or if you're streaming, just look at the album artwork you'll see in the middle of the page, and you'll see a link at the bottom. You can just click that, and you'll be taken there. That's about it for today, and until next time, have a great time.
Now let's practice using your subconscious mind.